This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Pretty much as soon as the winds from Sandy died down, or maybe before, actually, the more politically minded among us started trying to figure out what impact, if any, the storm would have on the election. Turnouts and attitudes and opinions, you know the list.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, whose business it is to know about those kinds of things. Frank, good to talk to you again.
Good to be with you.
So you have recovered from the storm, I gather?
Well, many of us, including me, in the central New Jersey region have no power, but it's not nearly as bad as it could be, so we're thankful that we're still moving around.
Sandy aside, what are you expecting turnout-wise on Tuesday, both overall and then for Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, our overall headline was that voter turnout will likely fall short of 2000 or 2008. As usual, Republicans will turn out more than Democrats. That's also almost always the case.
Yeah, why is it that Republicans generally vote in higher numbers than Democrats?
That's a historic pattern. They tend to have higher levels of education. They tend to be more likely to be homeowners. They tend to have been at the same place longer than others. They tend to be older. And all of those characteristics are correlated with the higher probability of voting.
Which then poses the critical get-out-the-vote dilemma for the Democrats, right? And that's where sort of where we are now in the last 4 or 5 days.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. And I think if you interview the Obama team, they would say one of their central thrusts this entire campaign has been to get young voters, who always don't vote as much as older voters, and minorities and others to come out and vote in higher numbers because those are assured votes. But you have to get them to the polls before it counts.
How much do you think it matters, Frank, that a lot of the states up in that corner of the country are blue states, are going to go for Obama anyway?
Well, that's a very significant factor. You know, I heard some people opining that if the New York City area was really knocked out, New York State, all the upstate votes could carry it for Romney, but that's very unlikely. So it's significant because these states, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York in particular, are almost certainly going to go for Obama anyhow, even if their overall vote totals are down or even if the, you know, percent voting for Obama or Romney shifts around. Mm-hmm. So as far as the national Electoral College picture is concerned, this certainly has had less impact than, say, had something gigantic happened in Florida or in Ohio.
Right, right. What do you do on Election Day? I mean, it's all over but the counting for you, right?
That's right. You know, we do polling never on Election Day itself in history. So, yeah, we're sitting back with nothing to do but watch the returns come in. And, of course, being good citizens, vote ourselves.
That's right. Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.